Good morning. This is Send 7, World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of June, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Ukraine, the Kakhovka Dam has been destroyed, releasing 18 cubic kilometres of water into the Dnipro River, and flooding many villages and part of the city of Kherson. Thousands of people have been evacuated. It is not clear if anyone has died, but thousands of animals have died. Many of the villages which have been flooded will now be permanently underwater. The Kakhovka Dam was built in 1956 on the Dnipro River in the Kherson region of Ukraine, and was captured by Russia last year. Since November, it has been directly between the part of Kherson controlled by Ukraine and the part of Kherson controlled by Russia. In October, Ukraine said that Russia had planted explosives on the dam, and President Volodymyr Zelensky called for international observers to watch the dam. However, this didn't happen. Both Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for destroying the dam. Russian state-controlled media says that the Ukrainian military used artillery to destroy the dam. Ukraine has said that it is not possible to destroy a dam like this using artillery, and many experts have agreed. Ukraine says that Russia used planted explosives to destroy the dam, and many experts agree. Most analysts also agree that Russia probably destroyed the dam because they are more likely to benefit from the dam's destruction. The flooding of the area south of the dam makes it much more difficult for Ukraine to start a counter-offensive in that area to recapture the part of Kherson region that is still under Russian occupation. There is no obvious reason why Ukraine would want to destroy the dam. President Zelensky said that the destruction of the dam was a terrorist act and was a confirmation for the world that Russian terrorists must be expelled from all of Ukraine. European Council President Charles Michel, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, and other European leaders have blamed Russia and called the destruction of the dam a war crime. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that it seemed to be an attempt to stop the Ukrainian offensive. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that this was another devastating consequence of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This is another devastating consequence of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And we are seeing the effects in the city of Kherson, the town of Novokakhovka, and 80 other towns and villages along the Dnipro River. Massive flooding, large-scale evacuations, environmental devastation, destruction of newly planted crops. At least 16,000 people have already fled their homes, lost their homes, with safe and clean drinking water supplies at risk for many thousands more.
Bulgaria has a new government, which is hoping to end almost 3 years of political crisis. The conservative GERB party of former Prime Minister Boyko Borisov and the Liberal Change Coalition have agreed to form a government together, in which the post of Prime Minister will pass between them halfway through. Nikolai Denkov of the Change Coalition was chosen as Prime Minister yesterday and will be replaced by Maria Gabriel from the GERB after 9 months. In France, there were more anti-government protests yesterday, especially against raising the age of retirement to 64. Protests turned violent in the western city of Nantes. Asia. In Japan, Studio Ghibli, often considered the most popular film studio in Japan, will release its next film without any promotion, trailer, or advertising, according to filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki. Many films often spend half of their budget on marketing. China has started to dig a hole which is expected to be one of the deepest holes in the world for geological study, according to Chinese state media. The hole is expected to take a year and a half to dig and will be over 11 kilometres deep, just less than a 12-kilometre hole that was dug in Russia in the 1970s. America's In Haiti, there was an earthquake yesterday which destroyed houses and killed at least 3 people. Haiti is currently suffering from floods, which are known to have killed over 40 people in the last few days. In the United States, the world's biggest meeting of cancer experts has taken place this week in Chicago. Doctors showed several studies which show improvements in survival rates of people living with many types of cancer, including lung and brain cancer. Oral treatments were shown to be improving survival rates. 3 studies showed that physical activity can reduce the risk of cancer returning to people who have already had it. Africa. In Kenya, there were demonstrations against a proposed tax rise on fuel and housing yesterday. President William Ruto has said that a rise in taxes is necessary to reduce government debts and to pay for the construction of new homes. And in South Africa, scientists have found a burial site which is believed to be the oldest in the world. Paleontologists say that they have found a cave system that appears to be a burial site of Homo naledi, a species of archaic human from before Homo sapiens, and it is probably over 200,000 years old. A big thank you to Romy in South Korea for becoming our newest supporter. If you enjoy Send 7, please help to support us at send7.org. Supporters get access to the transcripts of every episode and can play our new weekly news quiz. I'm Stephen Devincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.